going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
He was the book that was used for the pre-kindergarten curriculum. That's no longer in the curriculum.
That's the one where they are supposed to look for the leather and things and bondage, things like that.
It's not bondage. It's a woman and a leather.
Sex worker, right?
No.
No?
That's not correct. No.
I read it.
It's a drag queen. Drag queen.
Correct. The leather that they're pointing to is a woman in a leather jacket. And one of the words is drag queen in the search.
And they're supposed to look for those.
It is an option at the end of the book, correct?
Yeah, okay. And you've included these in the English language curriculum rather than the human sexuality curriculum to influence students. Is that fair? That's what the district court found. Do you agree with that?
To the extent the district court found that it was to influence them towards civility. The natural consequence of being exposed
But to influence them.
In the manner that I just mentioned, yes.
Okay. We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Oh, man, you gotta be asking yourself, Annie, what did you just make me listen to? That's a Supreme Court Justice, Gorsuch, talking with school attorney Alan Schoenfeld about this case, about a Maryland school situation where parents want to have more control over what their kids are being exposed to. Of course, we go to Hans von Spakovsky for this. We're grateful to have you back, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, thanks for being here today. It's good to have you.
Sure, thanks for having me. No, the guy's name is Alan Schoenfeld, but I think you got it right. It ought to be Shamefeld because the position he was pushing was just unbelievable. This was Mahmoud versus Taylor, and oral arguments were held on Monday. And in essence, what happened was the board of education in this Maryland county said, you know what, we're no longer going to let people opt out, have parents opt their children out of the kind of sex education that they were pushing. And to make it even harder, they started putting all of these basically gay rights, LGBTQ books into other courses like English language instruction. And one of the books, the one they were just talking about, was called Pride Puppy. It's a book in which it's supposed to be about the alphabet, and you're supposed to use that. It's a rhyming alphabet book with you start with each letter, and you're looking for a dog in a pride parade. And I think B stands for bondage. You're supposed to look for bondage. And look, this isn't going to high schoolers. These are books being imposed on kindergartners.
Lord have mercy. That is outrageous, Hans. I know that you're outraged by it as well, but I mean, listening to Justice Gorsuch ask these questions, he said something very important there. He said the intent here is to persuade, is to influence. And they pretty much conceded that, correct?
Yeah. Oh, they did. And, you know, what's so interesting about this is that, look, this wasn't just Christian families suing. It was Jewish parents, Muslim parents, all objecting to this. And by the way, one of the things that came up in the case was that this school district has opt-out forms for all kinds of other things. The kind of opt-out forms we all normally see for certain kinds of, you know, physical education, et cetera. Oh, but it was too much trouble to have an opt-out form for this. And you know what? When the lawyer was asked about that, they said, well, why do you have opt-outs for all these other programs but not for this? And you know what he said? He said, well, it's because too many parents were opting their kids out.
Oh, well, you don't say.
Now, you might think that would make them realize that maybe they should reconsider what it is that they're actually doing in this case. But, you know, and some of the things in it, the newest member of the court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she actually took the position, if you can believe that, well, what's the issue? You know, if parents don't like this, why, they can just send their kids to private school. And I'm like going, well, maybe you can send your kids to private school, and maybe the elitists on the school board and in Washington, D.C. can afford to send their kids to private school, but the vast majority of parents can't.
Man, that's the biggest and best argument I've ever heard. I agree with that. They can go to private school, implement school choice, and then that becomes an option for people, and it doesn't punish people who can't afford it.
No, that is exactly right. It was very clear that the majority of the justices were extremely skeptical about the arguments being made by the school board. I have no doubt that the parents, I think, are going to win this case. But as usual, I have no doubt that Justice Sotomayor, Justice Brown Jackson will vote to say there's nothing wrong with this. How will Kagan come out with her? I don't know. But boy, you want to see the extremist ideology that is now driving school administrators across the country on these kind of issues. It was all in display Monday at the Supreme Court.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a former FEC commissioner, DOJ lawyer. I mean, really, too, I think it's very important to point out that nobody is advocating that this book shouldn't exist. Nobody is saying that the book should be banned. What they're saying is it shouldn't be required, mandatory literature that is used in a classroom and forced upon kids and families who may not want that to be utilized in their education. It's really about choice. It's about freedom. And it's about, say, okay, if you want to get Pride Puppy and take that book home and read it to your kids every night, you have the right to do that. We're not trying to take families' rights away from exposing their kids to this type of stuff if that's what they choose to do. But you don't get to choose what my children have to be required to participate in a classroom just because it's public education.
That's right. And it's not just that the kids are given the option of reading these books. It's been pointed out that, for example, during Pride Month, teachers were directed to read at least one book almost every day of that entire month. And they're given answers that they are directed to give to students, including that if a child, like a five-year-old, says, well, a boy can't be a girl, the teacher is directed to say, oh, that's not true. So this isn't just trying to tell them, well, there are different ways people live, which is, I think, what the lawyer was trying to argue. This is propaganda being imposed on these young children. And what are they going to do argue with their teachers about it, mm-hmm. tell their teachers they're wrong? Well, of course not.
You know, to me, this whole thing is a belief system, because if you look at science and biology, it doesn't exactly sync up with what, you know, is being enforced here. That's an argument for a different time. But it is a belief system. And I believe in America that people, if you want to believe that there are 42 genders, okay. It doesn't hurt me for you to believe that, and I'm going to believe something different, and it doesn't hurt you for me to believe that. I can still treat everybody with kindness. But I always, in my mind, think if it's a belief system, and you somehow or another, you know, we have National Lutheran Schools Week, we have National Catholic Schools Week. If you decided to acknowledge a National Christian Week of some sort or other and implement that belief system into the classroom, the exact same people who are pulling their hair out over this issue would be screaming about the indoctrination of this belief right. system upon their own kids. They've worked really hard to take Jesus and the Bible out of the classroom, and they've replaced it with this. And I think it's completely hypocritical.
Oh, it is. Now, let me tell you, one thing I want to make clear, which is I think the parents in this case are going to win. But what I'm hoping the Supreme Court, the parents have all sued saying that indoctrinating their kids with this ideology violates their religious beliefs. But I have to tell you, I hope the Supreme Court not only says that that's wrong, but that no parent, even if it, regardless of their religious beliefs, no parent should have their children forced to be Amen. Indoctrinated with this kind of ideology. It doesn't matter whether it violates their religion or not. And again, just so people understand how bad this is, the book for the kindergartners about trying to find a puppy who gets lost at a pride parade and has, you know, each page focuses on a letter of the alphabet. Well, what are the letters? What are they supposed to be looking for, these pre-Gardner kids? Words such as drag, queen, intersex, and underwear. That's probably more. But we're going to get censored, aren't we?
I'm going to get censored in the response. The FCC is not going to like what I want to say, so I just swallowed those words right there. Ryan?
Hans, I'm listening to you talk about the way that this case could come down, the ruling could come down. Based on what Elena Kagan was saying, who's clearly not a conservative or constitutional judge, she's a liberal appointee. Based on what she was saying, is it possible that what you're suggesting could actually be the way this court rules on this case?
Yeah, no, in fact, you're absolutely right. I should give Justice Kagan credit for that. Yeah, that's exactly, I think, what she was saying. So I think what may happen with this case is I think we may actually get a 7-2 decision and an overwhelming majority of the Supreme Court on the correct side on this. And I think they're going to say that this violates parental rights in a way that is not based simply on the religious beliefs of the parents.
You know, Han, I hate coming at these things skeptically, but the way, especially Chief Justice John Roberts seems to kind of blow with the wind. Oh, I'm going to go this way on this one, another on this one, to try to look like there's bipartisanship or something. I don't know what he's trying to do. But based on that, are you concerned that if they come out with a strong victory here for the conservative side, you could say, that they would come back with the next couple cases that are sitting in the docket waiting for, the big Trump stuff and say, well, we did conservative on that one, but we won't as much on these?
You just raised a worry that a lot of folks have about Justice Roberts. And, yeah, that is a concern. And listen, we have a very important case coming up. Just a week or so ago, the Supreme Court scheduled oral arguments on May 15th, the birthright citizenship issue.
Wow, that's coming up fast.
Yes, it has. Very quickly.
Well, Hans, thank you for bringing this to our attention. I know I've been following it a little bit. I have this problem with sometimes these stories, like this Maryland school story, they make me so mad that I end up kind of avoiding it because I know I'm going to go in the air and just turn into like a rage machine, and I don't want to do that. So thanks for making me a rage machine today, just a quieter one. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Hans.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This just makes me so mad.
It sounds like the ruling's going to come out correct, though.
Yeah, but. The fact that we got to stop being, these Maryland kids are being forced to sit in a classroom and talk about underpants with their teachers. Forced?
That's outrageous.
LESA, shush. LESASTL.org if you're looking for a Lutheran school near you. Go ahead.
It was a good point about Ketanji Brown Jackson. That they should use her words to
say. Is that
your point? No, your point. You said, well, she's kind of supporting school choice then, isn't she? Which she is. She's saying, well, why don't they just go to private school if they don't want this kind of thing? They should quote that.
I'm going to have to re-listen to that.
Bring that to the next case.
If I made that point.
You did make that point.
I think I made the point, but I didn't know she's the one who said that.
Yeah.
I get all worked up, guys. I get worked up. And then half of you email and you're like, oh, worked up Annie's my favorite Annie. And the other one's like, why are you so shrill and yell so much? And I'm like, it's because I'm pissed.
Yeah. I'm the second.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Sorry.
It's okay.
What?
I'm the one that's like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
All the emails are from you. It really makes me scared
in
the studio.
And it makes me feel bad when people come up to you and you're like, I love it when you get worked up. Because when you're getting worked up, I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and let you do your thing. And I'm
throwing hands in the air.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not a part of that.
Yeah, you're usually sitting over there, sitting back, smiling weird.
Because I joke that I'm like, oh, I don't like that one. But I really enjoy it. I'm like, yeah, go.
I just can't do it a lot.
Yeah, I guess not.
We'll take calls at 125 if anyone wants to try to razz me.
Do it.
Don't.
Annie's in a mood. Let's go.
No, I'm not in a mood. I'm tired.
You're about to be real tired.
I'm tired thinking about being tired. Do you get anxious about, do you ever lay in bed at night worried about not falling asleep?
No.
Yeah.
You look at your clock and it's like 12:30 and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get nervous and I need to fall asleep because I got to get up super early in the morning. So then I lay there awake worrying about not falling asleep.
I know that exists. I have never had that problem.
I am not surprised.
there's whatever that chemical is kicks in at about 10:30 and
it's called anxiety.
All right,
bro.
There it is. Off I go.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
It's so unfair. Let's take a break. Wiggins America Next is what?
Yeah, it's things that generational habits that maybe Gen X boomers would have that millennials, Gen Z are not picking up on. So they're going the way of the dinosaur.
All right. We'll do that in Wiggins America Next, the YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? It's too much, too fast. Maybe you think they need to be doing even more. It's just right, or for all you folks in the back who snuck in the room, you can vote. Trump is awful. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the...
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects
and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.